AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's been another miserably hot day in California. The heat wave continues. It could get even more miserable if blackouts are needed. Power usage is up, taxing the supply. California Governor Gavin Newsom has some tips.
In the early morning hours, particularly tomorrow and the next day or so, pre-cool your home. Run your air conditioning earlier in the day when more power is available.
Sacramento tied a record today with its 41st day of temperatures reaching at least 100 degrees Fahrenheit. There was a chance the city could break its all-time high temperature, 114 degrees, set in 1925. Classes were in session as scheduled today in Los Angeles, but a ransomware attack targeting the school district prompted an unprecedented shutdown of its computer systems. Superintendent Alberto Cavallo says they got it under control.
We were able, by shutting down all of the systems, we were able to stop the propagation of this event and restricting its potential damage. That was the right call at the right moment.
These attacks have become a growing threat to U.S. schools, with several high-profile incidents reported since last year. Primary election results are coming in. Maura Healey has won the Democratic nomination for governor in Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, is not running for re-election. Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says Russia appears to be asking for help from North Korea in the fight against Ukraine with rockets and artillery shells.
But it does demonstrate and is indicative of the situation that Russia finds itself in terms of its logistics and sustainment capabilities as it relates to Ukraine.
Ryder says from their vantage point, it does not look like things are going well for Russia. Two suspects, including a teen, have been arrested in connection with a drive-by shooting in Fort Worth, Texas last week that left a 17-year-old and a 5-year-old dead. This is AP News. Indiana will tax student loan forgiveness.
The Indiana Department of Revenue confirmed to the Associated Press Tuesday that it will tax student debt relief as income. Last month, the Biden administration announced it would erase $10,000 in federal student loan debt for individuals with incomes below $125,000 a year or households that earn less than $250,000. Federal Pell Grant recipients could receive an additional $10,000 in federal forgiveness. According to the Washington, D.C.-based Tax Foundation, Mississippi, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arkansas, and North Carolina will also tax forgiven debt as income. I'm Mike Garcia.
Investigators announced they've collected new DNA evidence they hope will lead to a break in the killing of two Kansas women at a bakery 20 years ago. A delivery driver found the bodies of an employee and a customer at a Dolly Madison bakery outlet in Great Bend, Kansas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.